everyone. Alright. So that was, I think, the third round of music that I'm playing tonight. We've hit the 1 a.m. hours. I guess I wanted to say hello. How are you guys doing? How's everyone holding up? I hope that studying is going well, or whatever it is you're choosing to do on this night. Let's see. What do I have? Alright, so we just listened to Doja Cat. We just listened to Cherry Delight. We just listened to some Sir Chloe. We're moving into some more calm songs for the second half of this show. So this is From Ooms and Loose. The show tonight, for those who are just tuning in, I have a bit of a cold. For those who are just tuning in, this is From Ooms and Loose. We are a radio show, and I don't know why I said we, it's usually just me, but tonight we are doing a special segment in which we are winding down with Ooms. So I'm essentially, I started off the night at 12 o'clock, midnight. Started off the day, Monday, welcome everyone, with some upbeat music. We had some Flip Turn, we had some Noah Kahan, we had some Last Dinner Party, we had some Quinny. And now we're getting into the second half of the night. Things are kind of winding down into a more sleepy, calm type energy. I don't know how else to phrase it. I feel like if you have been listening this whole time, you're hearing the same speech. But I know that there are a couple people who are just starting to tune in at 1 a.m. because it's the normal time of my show. So hello to those. I also posted this on an app that I almost never use. So I'm wondering if anyone who is on that app will see and come. So hello, if anyone's here from there. Welcome. What do I have for you guys? All right. Today, I had to do the radio, code. So, I'm going to say this is Mila, and you are listening to, 91.6 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I don't know if you heard that. I moved the mic on accident. I can say it again before I start my show. But what do we have next? Alright, so next we have Jack Harlow. And I know, controversial again, I'm playing Doja Cat, but I'm playing Jack Harlow. No one knows what to do with me tonight. Jack Harlow is from my hometown. Well, actually, he grew up a little bit away from my hometown. He grew up in Shelby County. And then he moved into my hometown, and he went to my high school. So I actually met him. That was pretty cool. He's a cool guy. He's really nice. He sat next to me in a film studies class for a brief period of time. I like Jack Harlow. I think that he's interesting. I think his older music is better. I think that First Class, which some of you may have heard, was some BS, quote unquote. I'm not going to specify what BS means because we're on air. But I think he did good, and he's been doing good. I liked his new album a lot. You're going to hear something from his new album later in the night. But right now I'm playing something from, I think, oh God, I don't know when this is from. Let me check. I think it's like 2016? No, that can't be right. Let's see. I'm not sure. I will update you when I check in between the songs. But something from his earlier albums before it becomes really anything. Actually, I feel like this is kind of, he started sort of with something at this point. But it's one of my favorite songs by him. It's about this road. And now I feel like I'm bringing her up a lot. But I have a hometown friend who I love very, very much. And when we would get stressed or overwhelmed or just wanted to take a breather, we would drive down this really windy road that had questionable speed limits. And we would just kind of talk and chill and listen to music. And we would drive back and forth and back and forth up this road. And we actually, at one point, hit a skunk. It smelled absolutely terrible. But This is one of the songs by Jack Harlow about him driving up and down this road and thinking about his life and thinking about everything that's going on. And I think that I have a special connection to it because I've driven up River Road so many times and I've had so many experiences there. And I think that it's close to my heart. So I'm playing it tonight for you guys, for all those people who don't live in Kentucky, to listen to and kind of think about their roads that they drove in high school over and over again with their friends. And I want the nostalgia that I'm feeling listening to the song to transfer over to you, even though it's a different road. I'm sure most of you have one. I would be hard-pressed to find someone who didn't do that. And then after that, we have a song by... I played Whatever Dad last time. A song by them. Pretty popular one. I feel like you guys will know it. Another Dominic Fike song, Florida, which reminds me of my other best friend back home. Her name is... actually on this radio show, Miss Luce. Florida by Dominic Fike. We listen to Dominic Fike obsessively, specifically this song. I would listen to this over and over and over again on my drive home from work. My work's about 20 minutes away from her house, but there was only one road to get from my work back to my house, and it drove right past hers. So I would play this song, and I would say hi, and pick her up, and we would listen. I'm telling you guys a lot about my life right now. Sorry about that. But yeah, so these are a couple good songs, good people associated with them. I'm hoping you guys will connect your own good people and your own good songs to them. And then the song right after that, I think I'm going to let it play until the next Jack Harlow song. The song right after that is a song suggested by Miss Magdalena. Kind of an interesting, weird one. It's called Our Anniversary. It's just a really weird song, and I absolutely adore weird songs. I hate when songs are all the same. So this one is a weird song for you guys. All right, I will get started so you don't get bored of me.
Still working, still waking up looking for real purpose. Still trying to figure out what it's gonna take. Still trying to find connection with some real surface level types. Back when I was young, I used to pedal bikes. Now I'm riding cross country, doing several nights. In and out the sprint event, pull up, get the levels right. Get a bite to eat, do the show, and then we settle like, what could be a better life? But I'm still staring at the ceiling in my bed at night. Think about what I don't got yet, why I'm not hot yet. Why the last project was something that I thought would make me something that I'm not yet. It's all a work in progress, that's what they tell me. And I respond with I guess. I've been wanting to get something off my chest, but it's not time yet, it might never be time. My kid won't get no screen time. At least it's what I'd like to think. Cause my childhood was filled with tree climbs and oatmeal cream pies and looking at the street signs. I guess that he gon' be fine or she will. I just feel like it's hard to be thrilled in times like this when our hands can't keep still. And if it's not Insta, then it's emails. It's beauty in the details, so I'ma try my best to pay attention to them. Spend your day with this and it can get you through it. I ain't seen an institute since I ended schooling. Used to hate it, now my dreams take place in it. Sunshine through the blinds till I wake in it. I just got done stretching like the eighth in it. Now it's time to get something for the day's finish. I got well wishes in my cell phone from my classmates that let themselves go. Well aware that I'm well known. Know we had a stretch of time between us that you felt close to me, but it's been a minute since. Did I change it? Did they rob me of my innocence? Inner city kids I grew up with, we have some differences. But inside gymnasiums, it's almost like they didn't exist. Time's ticking, my mom's 50. Told me that she been thinking about spending time different. It's more precious. What if I took the same method at 21 and adopted it? Sometimes I feel like I'm tripping for dipping out of town where my pops living still. Palms itching, but this money has not been a drill. Ain't no pattern to the way I tend to feel. It's all over the place, I'ma lower the shades and sleep in. I ran into a kid I grew up with. He shook my hand and told me, no one thought you'd do this shit. I can't relate, but see, I understand. Cause when they hear me now compared to back then, it's like, who is this? Don't know if I changed, but the music did. In my old shit, I used to just admit things. Now I sit around and wonder, is that something you admit? Cause when I hear it, all I do is cringe. I guess I did change. 2 years in ATL. Before I moved, I had never got drunk. Now I'm getting towed up like a
ACL. Meeting people that my friends idolize, that they only ever get a chance to see on ATL. Artists that they playing through a JBL. In somebody's basement, smoking, getting wasted. Something in the air and I can taste it. 2018, I couldn't be on my own. Every night I'd call a girl and fall asleep on the phone. I guess it was how I cope with leaving from home. Discipline, I gotta keep it controlled. It gets more difficult to rap every day, cause it's less and less things that feel like worth saying. Nothing is for sure except life sure ends. I tried to keep that in mind, but it's not working.
Save some brain for your 30s. Yeah. But I don't need no with no code of honor. I can't with these kids, man, I'm so beyond them. Too much flavor, baby, working soda, fighting cold inside, and I'm a southern Florida boy. Should've told the judge before they locked me up. It ain't in the universe that can stop me, bruh. Every kid with me grew together, I'm proud of us. From a sunken place to the top, and look at what we accomplished. Everything that you talked about, and I can tell you what it means, but it's not enough. Man, this shit ain't what it seems when you watching from. I done took a L on every corner like. Now I only show your cream when the crops are cut. I just hope you think about everything when you play this song. Don't take that too serious. Yeah, yeah.
Our anniversary, I leave it ajar. Go outside, look at the driveway stars. The crickets are chirping, they stop at my step. Stop my step, and they start off again. It's our anniversary, and the bullfrogs, and everything that can sing. Singing its mating song. The soil is steaming, grass is swooning. Guns or fireworks are popping down in the town. A woman is running, a man jumps up and down. It's our anniversary, and you've hidden my key. Anniversary is spending with me. I slide in the front seat, the driver's side. Hot wire and hightail crosses my mind. But still in the driveway, fixed like the stars. headlights and go back inside. The climate's controlled on the battery dies, clipping the wings of your morning flight.
Hello, everyone. I am back. I want to get through the next couple songs because I don't know if we're going to be able to get through them with the pace and the timing we're at. So this will probably be one of the last times that I talk tonight. I'm just going to let the music play. This is the time that everyone should start to hopefully be heading to bed, but we will see where that ends up. Quickly, I have to do another PSA. Not have to, get to. This is an educational radio. So here is a PSA about ladders. And then I'll probably say a couple things, and then we'll head back into the music, and that'll probably be the one of the last times you hear from me tonight. Okay, so, ladder safety. There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask about any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. Dun, dun, dun. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. This is a public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO and Medford Tufts Community Radio. Alright, now we all know about ladders, so don't use them irresponsibly. They are very dangerous. Let's see. What else do we have for you guys tonight? Okay. Up next is another Jack Harlow song. Sorry. To everyone who was hoping for, you know, something new and fresh. Hold on. But after that is another song. So the song right before this, our anniversary song, was suggested by Maggie. The song right after Blame on Me by Jack Harlow, which is the next song that I'm playing, is Call It Fate, Call It Karma, also suggested by Maggie. And then we have a bunch of miscellaneous things. I may take a couple of things out just to make sure we have time, put them in at the end. But in all hopes and prayers and dreams. I don't know, I feel like that sounds really cringy, cheesy, however you say it. We will get through this list. Let's see. Okay, we have two things I wanted to mention before we do it. First thing is we have a song by Tate McRae. Tate McRae, good artist. New song she put out, do not like. So take that as you will. This one's a good one, older, but something that I enjoy personally. Next one, kind of controversial. Olivia Rodrigo. It's a song by Olivia Rodrigo. I personally don't have an opinion on her. I know people love her. I don't know if I do. I think that the whole drama she created just to get famous was a lot of work. And I also think the idea that she will become the next Taylor Swift is kind of, I don't know, demeaning to Taylor Swift and her work and her experiences. Always gotta have those Nepo babies, huh? Alright, and then the last one I really want to say anything about is I'm playing a song by Boy Genius. I do not like Boy Genius. I know that that is a point of disagreement. I think that all of their songs sound the same. I think that they have a good basis for what they're doing. I just don't think that they carry it out right. But I also understand that people love them, and I understand why people love them. So it's not my taste personally, but I do like this one song, and I like the last verse of this song a lot, but I don't really like the rest of it. So I don't know, kind of take that as you will. We have some Sylvanesso, we have some Hozier, we have some Summer Walker, and then we're gonna kind of finish everything out with a song by Billie Eilish. Hopefully I'll be able to do a little chat at the end, but I'm really looking at the time and I don't know if I'm gonna have time to do that. Basically the next 10 songs we're just gonna play. Hopefully we have time for all 10 of them, but I feel like we do not. I might cut a couple things, but I hope you enjoy. Here is Blame on Me by Jack Harlow, followed by The Strokes, hopefully ending with Miss Billy. I'll see you guys soon.
Me. Can't hold back. Holding on for a minute. Oh. Running in the game on me. Put the blame on me. Oh. Put the blame on me. Put the blame on me. Oh.
We grew up in the same household. For years we were close, throwing football in the yard till the lights turned on inside the lamppost. Years go by, something changed when you got to junior high and started hanging with them guys. Suddenly I meant nothing to you. You wanted nothing to do with me. You run with a crew that doesn't include any room for your little brother. I was destroyed, but I still loved you. I still wanted your approval. If I could get it, I'd cherish it. Embarrassing me any chance you got, but I didn't care, because maybe if I was tough enough to take it, you would love me. Instead of looking at me like I'm disgusting, like I'm nothing, like I'm not the person that you grew up with. I wanna reminisce and ask you if you miss those days, but I'm terrified of broaching the subject. I'm terrified to hear your answer, so I just don't touch it. I don't say
faces,
nothing.
Running in any faces, different faces, all knowing. Put the blame on me. Put the blame on me. Oh, put the blame on me. Put the blame on me. Oh.
We grew up in the same household. For years we were close, one on one. I would dominate you in the post. Years passed, but the bond didn't last. And now I hate the man above the sink looking at me in the glass. Treated you like I hated you, never needed you. Even if I had the same opinion, disagreed with you. Insult after insult, hoping they'd eat at you. Poking at your deepest wounds. My baby brother, I don't have an excuse. But I know you remember the way that dad would let loose on me more often and way less you. He criticized and tested me, so I test you. I got so much wrongdoing to confess to, and you act like it never happened, God bless you. I'm terrified of broaching the subject, I'm terrified to even ask, so I just don't touch it, I don't say nothing.
Faces, running in any faces, different faces, all knowing. Put the blame on me. Put the blame on me. Oh. Put the blame on me. Put the blame on me. Oh.
You grew up in my household, under my roof. Raised you with discipline and taught you life's truths. Lashed out at you for things you'd misplaced. Reprimanding you in public till you're red in the face. Made you feel the weight of every single mistake that you made. My hot temper turned up full throttle, cause I needed you to be your little brother's role model. Everything that you do, he just gonna follow. Don't you understand? It's okay, I understand. Cause the way I parent you is how my mother did. And the way you treat your little brother is how my older brother did. And now I'm not even my brother's friend. There's so much I would do and say if I could have it done again. But I'm terrified of broaching the subject. I'm terrified to break down. So I just don't touch it, I don't say
crazy,
nothing.
Running in places, different phases. Oh, no way. Put the blame on me. Put the blame on me. Oh, put the blame on me. Put the blame on me. Oh.
Lose it. sit by the phone and wait for your call. I miss you so.
Ooh. the sounds he makes them speak. Under all different patterns of sheets, colors blind, oh dopamine. And she looked so good when they were last seen. Ah, modern world, dripping in all the lives they took. You going home, try to wash them off, but when he shaves, he hears them call. Ah,
everyone, we have reached close to the end of our show. Still have 10 minutes, so that's nice. But my last song is about 4 minutes long. I think I'll play two more, probably, and then we'll be done for the night. Thank you so much for everyone who has been listening since 12. Thank you for staying with me. Thank you for being here for the whole 2 hours. Everyone who joined halfway or joined somewhere in the middle, hi, thank you for coming in. Thanks for listening tonight. Honestly, I don't have much to say. I usually do. You guys know I'm chatty. But tonight I'm tired and it's late and I'm excited to go home and go to sleep. I know I say this a lot, but sleep. Go to sleep. Go to sleep. It's 1 in the morning. It's 1:48. I have friends who are posting on their stories about being in the library right now. If you're listening, go to sleep. Go to sleep. It's late. Nothing that you're doing right now has to be done. I'm just saying that because I am so excited to be going to bed soon. Alright, I'm gonna play a song by Billie Eilish. And I know that I feel like I've been playing a lot of very common artists tonight. I've had a couple requests, so I've been playing those. I mean, I like the Olivia Rodrigo song. I know that I really wasn't expecting to like it all that much. I also cut the Tate song and the Boy Genius song. Sorry, that took me a second. Because I didn't think we would have that much time, or enough time to do those two songs. But that means you guys have to wait till my next show, find out which Boy Genius song I like. I may have actually already said it, so pretend I didn't. Alright, let's see. So we have about 10 minutes left. I'm not totally sure what I'm going to do with that. I might just talk for a second and then play my last song. So the people who are waiting in the wings can get in here and hook their things up and do what they need to do. I feel like the lineup tonight has been kind of all over the place, but I hope that it seems a little bit cohesive to you guys, because I definitely set it up very intentionally. There was a couple songs I wasn't able to play, so you won't see them on the playlist. It's on the Spintron, the WMFO page, but I'll probably post those somewhere else if you guys are friends of mine who follow me and talk to me a lot. I also might play them next time, so tune in at 1 a.m. for Mooms and Loose. That's my name of my show. I won't be here next weekend because I'm going home. Yay! I think I really haven't acknowledged the fact that we're all heading home in 2 days. If we're not already home already. I mean, I feel like if we're not already home, I didn't need to say already twice. I really don't believe that anyone's actually awake right now, which is why I'm kind of just talking to myself. But yeah, but everyone's going home. I feel like, I don't know, I'm excited for it. I'm excited to go home, which is shocking because I live in the South. But I am. I think that it's going to be nice. I get to see my cat. And I get to see my family and all my close friends. I get to watch the new Hunger Games movie. That'll be fun. I know these plans sound very silly. I'm excited to see Hunter Schafer. I love that girl. What else? Okay. Haley's Comet. Is the next song I'm about to play. I think it'll probably be my last song, so I'll do my little... Sorry, guys. If you've been tuning in, you know I've been coughing. I'm not sick, I swear. But it's the last song that I'm playing tonight. I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to add another one. We might, seeing as how the time is going right now. We'll see. This song wasn't suggested to me by someone, but it was kind of given to me by someone, given the idea to play it tonight by someone. There's a man, his name is Maddox. He's fantastic, great guy. He knows probably the whole campus. I don't think I've met a single person who doesn't know him. But he plays this song a lot in the suite that in his suite, which I'm in a lot. And I feel like it's kind of been ingrained in me as sort of an end of the night song. When everyone's starting to go to bed and finishing up their homework, it's just always kind of playing in the background. I think a lot of the music that I play for you guys usually has a story, which is why I get on here and talk about skunks getting hit and Jack Harlow and all these silly things. But this one is just a tough story from this semester, which is essentially there's a nice guy who puts on the song at the end of our study sessions, and the whole suite kind of travels into their beds, and you can kind of hear the song playing in the back and kind of have begun to associate it with the night ending. So I'm going to play it for you guys. It's about 4 minutes. I'm not sure if you'll hear from me afterwards. I think that I'll probably just let the next group, next show come in. I'm sure they're going to absolutely knock it out of the park. For all of you guys who are not taking my advice and going to sleep, you should stay and listen, because I'm sure they're going to absolutely make the night better. So if you're awake, listen to this next group. And if you're not awake, because you've taken my advice and gone to sleep, I'm proud of you. Alright, so I will do my radio tag, and I will say goodbye, and then I'll play this song, and then goodnight. And I hope that all of you guys out there are going to have a fantastic break. I hope that you'll see your family, or your friends, or whatever it is you're planning to do. Or even stay here and study your butts off. But whatever it is your plans are for this Thanksgiving, this... I don't know. Does everyone call it that? I feel like not everyone calls it that. Maybe just fall break. For this fall break. I hope it goes well. Alright, this is Haley's? Something like that. I should know. I'm in an astronomy class. Which, by the way, if you're somebody looking for a freshman or a sophomore, looking for a class, a science class, go take astronomy with Roebuck. It's amazing. He's fantastic. And it's a really easy class. So you guys should go take it. Alright. Totally off topic. This is Haley's Comet. This is Mila, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And to all of you guys listening out there, and to everyone who will be listening for much longer than when I am on here, I'm going to bed. Good night, moon.
Want to want you, But in my dreams I seem to be more honest. And I must admit you've been in quite a few. Halley's Comet comes around more than I do. But you're all it takes for me to break a promise. Silly me to fall in love with you. I haven't slept since Sunday. Midnight for me is 3 a.m. for you. But my sleepless nights are better with you than nights could ever be alone. Ooh, I was good at feeling nothing. Now I'm hopeless. What a drag to love you like I do. Ooh. I've been loved before, but right now in this moment I feel more and more like I was made for you. For you. But right now, in this moment, I feel more and more like I was made for you.